Hi, I'm Meryl Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Negron, the one coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. It's a beautiful, hot week this week. It's sunny outside today with no clouds in sight, and it's in the 80s, so if I were you, drink some water, find some air conditioning, because it's hot, hot, hot today. And, yeah, so if you don't know me, I'm your host, Meryl Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force from the Danger Universe and the HDU, and I recap both of these shows. And all I gotta say is that this two-part season finale is gonna blow you away of this week and next week. I'm so excited to recap both parts of this season finale, so stay tuned for part one. So it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, and trust me, this is gonna be amazing. And I hope I can make your day a little bit better, because this part of my podcast is all about. So, yeah, so buckle up, enjoy it, and it's gonna be the best two-part season finale you're gonna be liking too, so trust me, I freaking know, and it's gonna be a blast. So, yeah, so before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say 115,000 of you have listened to my podcast. That is nuts, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to every single one of you. Without you, I wouldn't have done this for the past 2 years, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yeah, that's about it. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when new podcast goes out. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is a segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Splash Mountain is finally getting its re-theme, and it's getting a new re-theme to everything. And we got a new name for it, and it's called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That's right. Splash Mountain is getting a whole new re-theme. It's based on Princess and the Frog, and I am so excited to check it out. And it will open in late 2024. So, yeah, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is kind of cute, and I like the re-theme. So make sure you stay tuned for more for this news. And trust me, I'm going to miss Splash Mountain after it's closed down. So, yeah, so it finally got its name and its re-theme, and it'll be out in late 2024. It's going to be awesome. Okay, and the final installment of the Zombies franchise is coming out on Disney Plus first. That's right. Zombies 3 is gonna be out on Disney Plus this Friday. You know I'm a big fan of the Zombies franchise. Saw both of them on Disney Channel. And it's coming out on Disney Plus first on July 15th. But you can catch it on Disney Channel August 12th. I am so excited to see this final installment of the Zombies franchise. It may be the last one, but who cares? And it's going to be awesome songs, really fun, really amazing. And I heard the first song, and it's so good. You should go and listen to it, I guarantee it. And it's the first song to open the movie up. And yeah, I got no words about this one. So make sure you go and watch Zombies 3, and it premieres on Disney Plus this Friday. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun. And this third Zombies movie is going to blow us away. I guarantee it that much. So make sure you go and watch it. I guarantee it that much. Zombies 3, hooray. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 25, season 2 of Danger Force, Trojan Force Unmasked, part 1. Oh my gosh, this two-part season finale was awesome, but I'm putting it in recap both of these. So make sure you stay tuned, because this is only part 1, and next week will be part 2. So I'm doing this in two parts this week and next week. So yeah, part 1, you're going to love it, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be amazing. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and shut up for this Danger Force episode. So, yeah, so thank you guys so much again. Keep it up with the plays, keep it up with the follows. That would mean so much to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you to every single one of you. Without you guys, I wouldn't have done this for 2 years. So, thanks a lot, and I love you guys so much. So, yeah, so the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. This just in. We got a Danger Force update. Recap episode 25, season 2 of Danger Force, Trojan Force Unmasked, part 1. This is part 1 of the 2-episode back-to-back season finale, and it's so awesome, and it was so good, and holy cow, I have no words to the season finale. Not only was 2 episodes back-to-back, and it was just so awesome and amazing, I couldn't do it all at once, so I'm doing it in 2 parts. So I'm doing one for this week and one for next week, so you might get the suspense. So, if I know I hate suspenses too, but yeah. But this 2-part season finale back-to-back, it was freaking insane. So 2 episodes back-to-back, it's just, I have no words to this, and I was just like, oh my god. And yeah, so this is part 1 of the season finale, which is episode 25, which, duh, obviously. So, yeah, so this whole thing is about trying to risk their secret identities, all this and so forth, and yeah, it's a mess in this first part, but, yeah, I thought it was good, I thought it was amazing, and yeah, so I have no words to this, and I cannot wait to do these both episodes back to back for this week and next week. So trust me, this is gonna blow you away, guys. So I think these are gonna be the first 2 podcasts that I ever done for a season finale, so it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be cool, and yeah, it'll blow your socks off, I guarantee it that much. So yeah, so man fans and to parents of kids who are man fans, make sure you turn on the speaker really loud on whatever device that you have, is because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So let's get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay. So we're in the man's nest. And we look at the man's nest. He's trying to put into Wastey's mouth because he ate Schwaz's phone again. And Schwaz says, Wastey! He says, stop eating my phone. I need my phone to call Ray and the kids. They're on a mission. And he got the phone out of Wastey's mouth. Duh! Should have been back by now. And cut to Wastey and he said, if they are dead, can I eat their cell phones? Schwaz says, Wastey! He said, I mean, yeah, if they're dead, I guess you could take their phones. And cue the alarm of the tube. The tube goes down. Danger Force comes back and goes up. And the tube goes back up with their gloves off. And shout out, Volt A1 Brainstorm said, we're back! Because Schwaz says, oh, thank God you're alive! And Wastey said, boo! Cut to A1 and Shadow, and cut to Brainstorm and Volt. And Schwaz hugging Brainstorm, and Volt says, why is Wastey mad that we're alive? Because Schwaz says, oh, he wanted to eat your phones. The Brainstorm said, oh, well, he can eat the bad guy's phones because we confiscated them after we... after he took them down. Cut to Shadow, Able, Brainstorm, Volt, and Schwaz, and Shadow presses the button, then confetti pops out, and they're cheering and celebrating, which was a lot of fun. I cut to Schwaz getting the microphone, going to the kids, and said, sounds like an exciting mission. Tell us what happened out there. To Brainstorm, and with Schwaz with the microphone, said, 5 bad guys were trying to steal a priceless basketball, but we made them pay the price. Cut to Shadow next to him and said, yeah, credit to the bad guys. They really brought their A-game. And cut to Volt and said, by the end of the day, we just wanted more. And they will say, and we got to give it up to Coach. He drew up a great game plan. We had to, you know, go out there and execute. And cut to the gelatin door, and it opens, and Captain Man walks in with the basketball. Hey! Schwaz says, here's Coach now, the man with the plan, Captain Man! Cut to AWOL, Shadow, Volt, and Brainstorm going to him and cheering, woo! Cut to Captain Man next to Schwaz and laughs. Schwaz says, great win, Coach. Talk about what you got in your hands. Captain Man next to him said, well, it's the ball that the bad guys were trying to steal. The, Steel. This baby was printed by famous artist known as Dunksy. And Scratch was like, yeah, I'm being told it's worth a Brazilian dollars. Tremaine said, could be more. You know, this wind calls for a human hoop. Cutter's voice says, I love human hoop. Cuts all of them shout out AWOL Brainstorm Vault and Catamaran, human hoop. Cutter Schwaz getting ready. Cuts all of them again. Just shout out AWOL Brainstorm Vault and Catamaran. Rich started cheering. And Catamaran said, Tom Brady in the house. And he tried to dunk it, and it was a horrible shot. And somehow Bolt caught the ball. And shout out AWOL Brainstorm Bolt said, yeah! And then he threw the ball, and somehow he made a terrible shot. And somehow Bolt caught the ball. And Bolt's like, dude, your shot's uglier than my grandpa. And Catman said, oh, your grandpa sounds like a smoke show. Catman said, he's not. This is how it's done, old son. And they have their gloves off, which is the problem. Cut to Brainstorm said, yeah! Yeah! Brashan said, woo! Cut to Volt passing it out to Brainstorm. And Shadow and AWOL said, yeah! Cut to AWOL next to Shadow and said, hit me! And so somehow Brainstorm gave it to Miles. Cut to AWOL. And said, oh! Cut to Shadow and said, uh-oh! Cut to AWOL having the ball and said, AWOL said, self-pass! And he threw the ball, teleported it to the other side. And he caught the ball. And Shadow said, yeah! And Cut to Shadow said, hey! I'm open! Cut to Man said, next to her and said, right here! And cut to AWOL giving it to Shadow, and Shadow now has the ball, and she goes to Schwaz trying to dunk the ball, and said, ah, and somehow she missed. AWOL said, ah, to all the Catamen said, oh, whiff. Cut to Shadow, cut to Brainstorm, and said, hey, Mika. Cut to Brainstorm and said, see, the ball goes in the hoop. Shadow said, I know that. I'm just not wearing the right shoes. Take me home to get my new sneakers. Cut to AWOL going to his sister Shadow and said, let's port. Cut to the two of them, and he teleports them back to the house. Cut to Man said, I think I know the problem here. Okay. Cut to him grabbing the ball and said, Lionel Messi. Cut to him throwing the ball, and somehow the ball is in the background, just bouncing somewhere. And cut to Aunt Dee Dee, who is Miles and Mika's aunt, Officer Walnut, and she said, what's everyone looking at? Cut to Captain Man with Brainstorm and Volt, with Officer Walnut, and said, Officer Walnut! I said, what do you need? Cut to Officer Walnut, and said, I came to collect the Dunksy basketball. I need it for evidence. Cut to Captain Man next to Volt and Brainstorm, said, but I was going to give the ball to the MVP. It'd be me. To Officer Walnut, I said, yeah, well, on the way to booking, five bad guys. One of them escaped. So we want to pull fingerprints off the ball tomorrow and find the bad guy's identity. And cut to Brainstorm, Captain Man, and Brain Volt, and cut to Officer Walnut again and said, the ball's still bouncing in the background, and said, so, can I have it? Somehow the ball bounces to Schwaz, gives it to Captain Man. Captain Man said, yeah, fine, yeah, whatever, and gives it to Officer Walnut. He said, I didn't even want it anyway. So Officer Walnut said, sure you didn't. And somehow she gets out of the man's nest and cuts to Wasty and said, now that the Vi police are gone, anybody want to karaoke? Cut to all of them, and Schwartz says, I do! To Captain Man said, seriously? Karaoke? Cut to all of them, cut to Captain Man said, give me that mic, you beautiful man. I just brainstormed vote, and she all said, yeah! It cut to the madness going to the nighttime. It cut to brainstorm vote, and Schwaz and Captain Manson. It's the final countdown. And Captain Man, Brainstorm Vault, and Schwaz were harmonizing to the final countdown by Europe. Dun 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 dun. Vault said, the final countdown. Brainstorm Vault and Schwaz were doing it again. Dun 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 dun. And somehow AWOL and Shadow came back. Schwaz said, ah! And he cuts off the music with Vault next to him. And Shadow said, okay, now that I'm rocking these kicks, someone pass me the rock. Cut Schwaz says, own it. And he grabs the rock out of it, and somehow Vault stops him from passing the rock to Shadow. And she said, can't pass you the basketball. He said, your aunt took it back to the station. She's got to dust it for Prince tomorrow. And Shadow was in shock, and she said, shouts and Super Scream said, what? And it blew Captain Man away on guillotine door. Cut to all of them and cut to AWOL looking at his sister like, seriously look? And Shadow was surprised. To Wasty say, may I eat your phone? The Captain Man said, I'm still alive, man. To Wasty said, boo! And he turned around to Schwaz, and Schwaz says, hang on, I'll give you some old transistor radio to tide you over until someone really dies. To Wasty say, yay! And somehow, Schwaz just gets out of the man's nest, the guillotine doors open, then closes. So Shadow goes to one room next to Kazuma and said, so the basketball that we all touched with our fingers is now with the police who want to pull fingerprints. So I cut to all of them and cut to Brainstorm next to Vault and said, see, I'm an empath. And I can tell by the way that you're saying that what you think that's bad. Shadow said, of course it's bad. Cut to Brainstorm and Vault, cut to her again and said, remember 3 weeks ago when the vice mayor said that someone stole the tuna sandwich from his fridge and he took the fingerprints off and went to swell you to see who did it? To all of them. And Brainstorm said, yeah, I remember. He ate it in his sleep. Cut to AWOL next to Vault and said, so the Swellview PD has all of our fingerprints. Cut to Shoutout next to Captain said, exactly. And when they see our prints on the ball, they're going to know that the only people who touched it were the bad guys and Danger Force. Cut to all of them, cut to AWOL saying, cut to Vault next to Brainstorm saying, Q-Ball's not getting it. In 3, 2, Brainstorm said, and they're going to know we don't wash our hands. Cut to Shoutout and Captain Man, one angle, cut to Vault and Brainstorm again, said, there it is. Also, you don't wash your hands? Cut to Shadow by herself, said, they're gonna know that Captain Man, AWOL, Shadow, and Brainstorm, Vault, are actually Ray Manchester, Miles Macklin, Mika Macklin, Bose O'Brien, Luna Elena Chapa de Silva. Cut to AWOL, said, and leak it to the news. Cut to Vault and said, we're the top story on KLVY. Cut to Shadow, said, suddenly everyone knows our secret identities. Secret identity. Brainstorming next to Vault and said, and that's the end of Danger Force. Cut to Captain Man next to Shadow and said, well, our cover's blown. Time to start our new life in Mexico. And he presses the button. And something comes out in the middle of nowhere in the man's nest. The device beeps. Comes out and cuts to Captain Man and the rest of Danger Force going to him. Cut to Captain Man and said, okay, your new name is Umbreo Fish Sticks. You're Gravy from Okasanka. Gives it to Brainstorm and said, it cut to him and said, you are going to be Melissa Andre Oaktail. You're a gravy doctor. You live alone with your pet giraffe. Cut to him getting Vault to his new passport, her new passport, and cut to Vault and said, dude, Ray, he said, calm down. The captain said, Ray? And he said, I don't know, Ray. I'm Sinbad Thunderbear. I'm Riddle in the Gravy Navy. Cut to Shadow said, we don't need to start a new life. Cut to Vault said, we just need to call your good buddy, the commissioner. Him going to the remote, clicks the button. The picture of the commissioner pops up. Captain said, maybe your bud, not my buddy. DeVolt said, you told me he was your best friend. Cut to man next to DeVolt said, you better watch your mouth, little girl. Cut to her closing the thing up. Cut to Shaw said, going next to one side to another said, hey, if Awa could teleport into the evidence locker down Nakatomi Tower, we can her prints before she could pull them tomorrow. We're golden. To Captain Man with the mustache next to Volt and said, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I wasn't that excited to start a new life anyway. Cut to Volt getting the fake mustache off of Captain Man, and he yelps, ah! Cut to Awald's and said, burp! And he teleports, cut to Captain Man and said, come on, we're gonna leave on the dead of night, and somehow Awald comes back. He said, whoopsies. Teleport to the right floor, but it was the wrong room, and he teleports again. Cut to all of them and cut to Captain and said, well, anyway, we're probably gonna have to teleports again. And it was like, ugh, right room, wrong floor. Cut to him teleporting again. To Captain Man said, okay, look, if anyone's allergic to spicy food, I need to know now. And somehow Abel was behind Captain Man teleporting, and he said, ah! Captain Abel said, that was the bathroom. And he looked at his spoon, and there was toilet paper hanging out of it. He said, ah! He grabs it, and he said, ew! And he flings it away. He said, ah! And he wipes it off of Captain Man. Captain Man said, hey! And he teleports again. He said, okay, I don't think we should bring him with us. Sean said, we have to! Them arguing, and Captain Man said, it's kind of the thing that's gonna get us nabbed. Shao said, we have to bring him. It cut to him teleporting again with flowers and shout out and Volt scream, ah! And he will say, not sure what happened there. Went to a florist. And he goes to Volt and said, m'lady. And Shadow said, aw. He teleports again. Cut to all of them and said, he did it once. And Shadow, it's the best thing to do. He's my... And he got interrupted. They all got interrupted by Awol again. And said, ugh. He said, oh, man. And now I'm not even getting out of the building. And he teleports again. And he comes back again, but he's grunting. Ugh. Because he teleports again. And again. And somehow Volt and Captain Man are really confused. And he teleports again. And he gasps as he goes down. And somehow he coughs. And he just passes out. I cut to Captain Man next to Volt. Well, that's not good. Cut to Walt next on the floor and getting up and said, I don't know what's up. And it's like, my teleport gas tank is empty. So somehow Shadow pulls him up and said, now we can get the basketball. Cut to him getting up. Cut to Captain said, don't you worry about it, Josephina Puddlebaker. Gives her the passport to her and said, frozen gravy sculptor. Cut to Shadow and said, what? Cut to Awol next to her and said, why are our new occupations all gravy-based? To Walt Wastey said, yeah. He said, that's weird, man. The captain said, shut up, Wastey. He said, you're weird. He said, Walt gets the mustache off of Captain Man again. He said, ah! And Shadow said, we can still get the ball. All we have to do is sneak into the precinct the old-fashioned way. Cut to Brainstorm and said, on horseback. And Cut to Shadow said, not on horseback. Brainstorm said, on horse front. He said, no. He said, we just sneak in. So Awol said, shouldn't be too hard. There won't be much activity in the precinct because every third Wednesday is famously the slowest crime night of the month. Cut to all of them. Cut to Shadow, Brainstorm, Volt, and Captain Man said, famously. Cut to Swell UPD, and it was so bright night, and there was instant chatter all going on. And cut to all of Danger Force and Captain Man going in. Cut to Aunt Dee Dee and this officer. Cut to Shadow going to say, hey, what is going on here? Officer number one to Officer Walnut said, it's soup bribe night. There's a rule. Well, if you're using the cops, can't take cash. And Officer Walnut said, but it doesn't say anything about soup. Cut to Walt next to Brainstorm. Well, I said, is that right? And somehow we go to Captain Man and shut on the way there, too. So number one, next to Officer Walnut, I said, please, let all the criminals in Swabia give us bribes in the form of soups, and then they charge us. Cut to Officer Walnut, it's famously on the third Wednesday of the month. Cut to all of the guys and seen on all of them said, famously. Cut to AWOL and shout out, and yes, cut to Brainstorm and Vault said, famously. I cut to the commissioner getting out of the evidence room, and he sees Captain Man, he said, Cappy! And Captain Man turns around and said, buddy! Cut to Captain Man and said, nope. No. And he goes away from the commission and said, excuse me, pardon me, coming through. And he goes to the elevator, and the commissioner said, cop. And he tries to stop Captain Man and said, cop coming through. He said, wait. And somehow he closes the door, and he couldn't make it. And that wasn't about it. And then the Danger Force theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are three scenes involved in this: Man's Nest, Swellview PD, and Nakatomi Tower. We cut back to the Man's Nest, and we see Ray and the kids out of their uniforms. Ray said, all right, team, if we don't get the Nunsky basketball tomorrow, cut to Vault, cut to Chapa and Bowser, cut to Ray again. Everyone's going to know our secret identity. You could just kiss Danger Force goodbye. Cut to Ray and said, but Miles... Cut to Mika and Miles, still can't teleport, so we're going to enter from the elevators. Over. Cut to him again. Over. Yeah. He said, our problem is all these soup-slurping cops. Cut to him. He said, yeah. Cut to Bo said, stupid soup-slurpers. Next to Choppa, whose outfit is pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. Cut to Ray again and said, so we're going to try to pull off a little maneuver. I like to call... the old take a chain to pay. It goes a little something like this. We start with Miles doing a little spin triple Lindy. I was like, yeah. So Miles next to Mika and said, no problem. And Ray said, meanwhile, cut to him and said, Chopper in the corner is calling out, help, help, I have misplaced my thong medicine. Cut to Chopper said, you're overthinking this more than my grandpa. So Ray said, you know, your grandpa sounds like a really smart fellow. Chopper said, well, he's not. All we need to pull this off? And she pulls out the fake mustache and says, is delivery, Joe. I cut back to the Swellview PD, and she's dressed as Delivery Joe, doing the little thing. And Chopper's Delivery Joe said, greetings, Swellview, policemen and policewomen. It is I, Delivery Joe. Here to deliver your delivery as per my job, delivery person. Cut to Officer Number One and said, Delivery Joe! Long time no see! What do you got there? Chopper is Delivering Joe and said, a delivery of evidence for the evidence room. He said, of evidence. So Officer Number One said, right over there! And he gives Chopper the keys and said, lock her back up when you got done, yeah? And somehow she goes over to the door. And the real Delivery Joe shows up, which is not good. Which I thought he was real the entire time, so... He said, greetings, police... Swavy policemen and policewomen. It is I, Delivery Joe. And somehow Chopper heard that voice, and she turns around. Somehow Officer Number One gets up and said, wait a second. If you are Delivery Joe, cuts her looking at Chopper and said, then who's that guy? And somehow she just slinged the keys, went to where toward the windows were, and somehow gets out of it. Somehow there's overlapping shouting at the Nakatomi Tower, and Brainstorm is using her power to levitate Choppa. And now Brainstorm couldn't handle it. Hey, don't tell me! And then all of a sudden, then Choppa fell. Cut to shout out Brainstorm and AWOL and Captain Man shout out, said, ah! Cut to Captain said, nicely done. They went over to Choppa. Captain Man picked her up and said, Did you get into the evidence room? Cut to Chopper said, I was almost there. Some guy named Joe showed up with a real mustache and a real delivery. Just Abel next to Shadow said, there's a real delivery, Joe! Chopper said, I thought I made this guy up. But now I'm like, did I create this guy with my mind? And Chopper said, am I in the metaverse right now? Cut to Shadow next to Awon and said, who cares? To Chopper said, is anything real? And cut to Captain Man getting the mustache off her and said, ow! Cut to Shadow and said, next to Awon and said, we need a new plan. To Captain Man said, You just leave the old coach, Ray. And he gets the board out of his butt. Duh! Cut to all of them crouching down. Cut to him and said, all right, we're just going to run the old Hammerix bust up. To AWOL looking at something. He said, with a John County twist, here's how it goes. Cut to AWOL said, hey, why don't we just cut the power to the entire building and sneak in there? To Catman with the rest of Danger Force, how are we going to do that? Cut to AWOL next to the power grid and said, with the switch I just noticed? Cut to all of them and cut to Captain Man and the rest of them getting up and said, not a bad idea. So yeah, that would be a lot easier. And they all said, yeah. Cut to all of them, cut to Captain Man with the power. Captain Man said, okay, new play. We're going to do the old Brooklyn blackout here. Here's how it goes. Cut them back to the Swellview PD. And cut to Officer Walnut and saw Danger Force and said, what are you people doing back here? Awon said, we just wanted to poop on by and give you all these big spoons. Cut to Officer Walnut and Officer Number One. And cut to Walnut and said, perfect for soup slurping. Officer Number One next to Officer Walnut said, thanks for pooping by. These spoons is way better than the forks we've been using. Cut to Officer Walnut said, oh yeah. He said, you're right. And cut to Instinct Chowder and cut to Shout Out leaning in with her onto her wrist. Shout Out said, we're ready to roll. Cut to Captain Man at the Nakatomi Tower and said, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. And cut to Shout Out said, seriously, you want me to go there? And she did and said, the gravy is ready. Cut to Captain Man said, thank you. And somehow Captain Man just put the power down and the generator's whirring and the power goes out. Cut to all of them in the WPD. Officer Number One said, whoa, the lights went out. Said, that's weird. Cut to Shadow said, let's go. Cut to all of them backing down. And somehow they were about to get into the evidence room, but they hit their head on the metal desk. Brainstorm, AWOL, Shadow, and Vault said, ow! And the commissioner said, what was that? Cut to Shadow said, abort mission! Cut to them going back. With their moves were being weird. Commissioner said, someone's trying to break into the evidence room. Shout out of backing up back to the elevator said, the gravy is lumpy. I repeat, the gravy is lumpy. Captain Man back at the tower and said, no way. This gravy is as smooth as a baby's bottom. Cut to him eating the gravy. Seriously. And Shout said, turn on the lights. And cut to men turning the power back on. And cut to the lights going back on. And Officer One noticed Danger Force on the floor. Officer One said, hey, why are you Danger Forces doing on the floor? And somehow they're going back up. Cut to A1 said, better question. He said, go to the commissioner where the evidence room door is blocked, him guarding it, and said, why is the commissioner sitting right in front of the evidence room? The commissioner said, because someone tried to break in here by pretending to be Delivery Joe. Cut to Shadow, who sarcastically didn't know about this, and said, what? Cut to AWOL doing sarcastically too, and said, the nerve of some criminals. Cut to Vault, which was her fault, but she didn't know idea what to do either, and said, I don't know, that sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Cut to the commissioner said, well, if they come back, you're not going to get in here because I'm not moving for anyone. Except for Captain Man, of course. I mean, I'd do anything for that guy. Cut to Captain Force, cut back to the commissioner. somehow cut to the remaining of Danger Force, looking at each other with a smile on their face. Somehow, Danger Force is trying to grab Captain Man, but he's not having it. The man said, I'm not going! Sure, I said, you've got to call the commissioner! And cut to Bolt, Brainstorm, AWOL, Shadow, and Captain Man grunting. Ah! Somehow, Danger Force fell down. Cut to Captain Man getting it out. Captain Man said, absolutely not! Cut to Shadow, who shouts at Captain Man, who grabs him by the chest, and he goes back down, and she goes over him and shouts at, Danger Force is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me! I'm not going to let it end just because you won't hang out with some dorky commissioner! And he was scared, and somehow Captain Man did, and that bribed him. But Captain Man said, hey! I said, buddy! The commissioner said, look, everyone! My best friend Captain Man is here! Come give me a hug! And somehow he couldn't get to Captain Man because he was handcuffed. His leg was handcuffed to the desk. And he lets go to Captain Man and says, and he lays off the hug and says, so, what are you doing, pal? Just cut to him just dropping in to see me? Your best friend in all the world? Captain Man said, no. Just here to drop off some evidence. Cut to him go to the Trojan horses and evidence from the for a crime I stopped. Cut to the commissioner said, what kind of crime was it? Cut to Captain said, tax fraud. Who cares? Can you help me get in the evidence locker? Cut to Captain commissioner said, anything for you, Captain Man. I do mean anything. Cut to Captain Man, who's being grossed out, and said, huh. Cut to all of Danger Force and the Trojan horse, and cut to Vault and said, I can't believe this is going to work. Brainstorm said, next to her, and said, I really wish I hadn't eaten that burrito before I got in here. To AWOL next to him and said, we had burritos? And Brainstorm next to him said, yeah, anybody want one? And cut to him having a burrito, cut to all the Danger Force, and Shadow said, no! Cut to back to the Swabby PD, and my voices were in the background. And the commissioner said, is that no horse talking? The Captain Man said, huh, of course not. Somehow he kicks the horse, and that was Shadow in the front. Said, ow! And cut to the commissioner said, need a hand? And Captain Man said, yeah, that'd be great. Great. Cut to the commissioner behind Captain Man and say, sure, let's do it. And cut to him grabbing onto Captain Man. Like, ugh. And Captain said, man, just pull the thing. Let go. Commissioner's doing it again. Said, let go of my shoulders. And then the commissioner let go of him. Said, grab the rope. The commissioner said, oh, the rope. Captain said, pull the rope. And he put his hands on the rope. The commissioner said behind him said, okay, here we go. Because the captain said, why are you behind me? The commissioner said, on four. He said, one. And Captain Man said, let's go on three. He said, come on, come on. He said, okay, three, two. And Captain Man said, no, you start with one. Commissioner said, okay, one, two, three. Cut to them with the Trojan horse. I said, that's it, that's it. And that's about it. That's the end of part two. Now here's part three. And there are three scenes involved in this. The evidence room, the 12 UPD, and the Nakatomi Tower. It cut to him getting the Trojan horse into place. And it cut to commissioner next to Captain Man and said, so! And stops Captain Man and said, I got this timeshare in the mountains. And Captain Man was about to cut him, but he cut her back. And I was thinking that you and me could go skiing. Said, no Wi-Fi, no TV. And Captain Man wasn't having with his looks. And said, condo. So we all have kinds of time to talk. Captain Man said, I'm busy. And the commissioner interrupted and said, and oh, I'm skydiving. Captain Man said, And Captain Man said, yeah. See, we'd be attached to each other at the belt. Cut to commissioner going his belt to his belt. Captain Man said, what? And the commissioner said, you could get your belt. And so he was on top of him. Captain said, hey. He said, breaking him up. He said, you know what? He said, let's go get some soup, huh? There's plenty of it. with the commissioner said, "That's enough." Cuts the commissioner going, step away, said, okay. But hey, as we do, can we laugh really loud as we're going out so knows that out there knows that we're best friends? Cut the cat man next to him and said, "Yeah, I'd really rather not." The commissioner doesn't anyway. And he grabs Catman by the shoulders and then, "Hey, best friends coming through," and laughs loudly. Catman forced laughter as they walk out the door. And somehow the Trojan's horde butt opens and they see AWOL. And he said, "Ooh, it's clear." And cut to him going out and said, "Oh." Cut to Brainstorm going out next. Cut to Shadow and then Volt. "Never been inside a horse before." He said, "Finally check that off my bucket list. Anything to drink here?" And cut to Brainstorm finding this strange liquid he's about to open, and Shadow stops and said, "Would you?" And grabs it away from him and said, "Bose." Cut to her and said, next to Brainstorm and said, "What's the rule?" To Brainstorm and said, "Why until there's nothing left?" Shadow said, "No." Said, "Don't consume strange liquids." Cut to Volt grabbing it from Shadow and said, "Let me see. You were about to drink science juice. What was it? Whatever that is." Cut to Walt said, "Let's just find this dunksy ball before all of them go in their separate ways before both tries to drink more science juice." Cut to Volt who found the ball and said, "Hey, found it." Cut to Brainstorm, AWOL, and Shadow and said, "Time for a celebration drink." Brainstorm tried to grab the juice again, and Shadow grabs it from him and said, "What are you?" And Shadow said, "No, hey! No, hey!" To Volt next to Brainstorm and said, "No, no. Now you have to sing the drinking song." Cut to all the Brainstorm and said, he said, "If you see a bottle, then stop and think." Cut to the guy behind him about to steal the ball and said, "Maybe that's something that you shouldn't drink." To Shadow next to AWOL and said, "Very good." He said, "Now, where's the Dunksy basketball?" Cut to all of them with the guy, the basketball thief, and Brainstorm said, "That guy's got it." The basketball thief said, "Hi." Cut to AWOL next to Shadow and said, "That's the basketball thief, the one that got away." Cut to all of them and Shadow said, "What are you doing?" Cut to basketball thief and said, Stealing this ball again. And he was about to get up and cut to Volt and said, "Get him!" And all of Danger Force started to fight him. Cut to Shadow, Brainstorm, Volt, and AWOL grunting, getting him out of there. Ugh! And somehow the metal was crashing everywhere. And somehow Volt got hit by the basketball thief. Ow! Somehow the basketball thief pushes something against AWOL and Volt. And Volt said, "Ah!" And AWOL said, "Oh!" And Brainstorm said, "The one, get!" And Shadow kicked him and said, "Higher!" Somehow there's muffled clattering in the evidence room, and the commissioner next to Captain Man said, "What is going on in the evidence room?" And Captain Man tried to get the distraction going and said, "Hey, you know what this super bright party needs?" And he goes out of the background and cuts to him and said, he said, "Beatboxing." The commissioner's like, "Hello." Cut to Catman and said, and started beatboxing. The commissioner said, "Oh, see, beat amigo." She said, "Hey, you mind if I take a verse?" Cut to him beatboxing again and said, "Well, call me the commissioner. I say it again. I'm the commish. And the Captain Man's my best friend." All of them said, "Oh." Cut to Captain Man. Cut to Officer 1-9 and said, "Oh, my baby." And cut to Officer number 2 and said, "Go, commish." Cut to Captain Man. Cut to AWOL hitting him and said, "Hoya!" Cut to all of Danger Force on top of him. Squirrel City said, "Ugh." Hey, back off, okay? Cut to all of Danger Force backing up and said, "I'm pregnant." And he turns around. He does the little pregnant joke. And he was like, "I'm pregnant." Cut to all of Danger Force not having it. Cut to Brainstorm stopping everyone. Said, "Everyone back off." He said, "He's pregnant." Cut to him back off and said, "Congratulations." Basketball thief said, "Thank you." He said, "And here." He said, "You can have the ball." And he tosses which is the bomb, to Vault, which they didn't know. Brainstorm is like, cut to all the Brainstorm said, thank you. Shadow said, thank you. Cut to AWOL next to her and said, thank you, sir. Cut to Shadow next to AWOL said, yeah. Cut to Vault says, this isn't the right ball. So Basketball says, that's right. It's an explosive device. The real ball was right here, and he takes it out of his shirt and laughs. And he goes back. Brahms said, Brainstorm said, the only thing you give birth to is lies. Cut to AWOL going, get the grappling hook, and he goes where the ladder was. AWOL say, shout out, come with me. Cut to Shadow going next to AWOL and said, Brainstorm, you and Vault disable the device. Cut to AWOL just aiming the grappling hook up in the air, and he presses the button and it just grabs the on top of it. I think that's the same grappling hook that Kid Danger used. But anyway, and Shadow's like, have he used a grappling hook before? Next to AWOL and said, no, but I watched a lot of movies. And she get the look said, fair enough, and they went up. It cuts to AWOL getting Shabal getting to the table, and she opens the device. And cut to Brainstorm next to Vault and said, have you ever disarmed one of these before? Vault said, no, but I watched a lot of movies. Cut out her to use electricity power, but it made the bomb speed up. So said, you just made it speed up. Vault said, yeah, that's usually what happens in movies too. It's why PD, they're all cheering while the commissioner was eating soup while doing the break dance, and he stopped. And officer number one said, he was eating soup the whole time. And he dropped the soup like a spoon like it was the mic. He said, the whole time. She was so shocked by it, cut to Officer Walnut said, I need some air. And with her mouth dropping open, and she walked to the elevator door and cut to Vault and said, next to the bomb and said, okay, I don't want to scare you, but we are about to die. Cut to Brainstorm, and Vault said, no, we're not. Schwaz told me to boom tune. It's a little ditty that helps you remember how to disarm things. Cut to Vault sit next to him and said, okay, well, sing it. Cut to Brainstorm said, well. Vault said, faster. Cut to Brainstorm said, if there's a bomb that's about to blow, here are some steps that you should know. Cut to Vault said, which wire do I cut? He's humming the melody. Cut the wire. That's the color blue. Cut the blue wire. And somehow, Vault cuts the blue wire just in the nick of time before 1 minute. And somehow, Vault was happening. They were all cheering. And cut the Brainstorm next to Vault and said, after the cut the wire, the Vault grabs him and said, okay, you can stop singing. And somehow she suddenly stops grabbing him and pats him and said, sorry. Cut to Vault on the speaker next to Catman's wrist and said, We're done here. When are you going to make a distraction? Cut to Commissioner, cut to Catman and said, I don't think I need to make a distraction. The Commissioner's supposed to be tearing it out of here. You can leave whatever you want. Cut to Officer Number 6 and said, Hey! And cut to Vault and Brainstorm to see what the heck is going on out here. Officer 4 Number said, oh! Cut to the Commissioner making all these moves. Cut to Brainstorm and Vault trying to sneak out of there. And then going to the elevator. And Catman said, whoa! And cut to Vault and Brainstorm going to the elevator, presses the button. The Commissioner said, ugh! Goes to Catman and said, no! You bring dance with me, Catman. Hey, we can do a two-man warm. Cut to Catman said, I don't think I... just like, quick, grab my feet. And he does the little stand. And he grabs the feet of the commissioner, and he looks at the kids, and they looked at him, we gotta go. Cut to Catman said, gotta go. And he flips over the commissioner, goes to the kids. The commissioner grunts, and chases after him. And he does the little tribute to Elf thing when he pushed all the buttons on the thing. And the elevator door closes and grunts and, oh no! hey, no, no. I cut to the basketball thief on the next Katomi Tower. Cut to Awo and Shadow right behind him and say, there he is. He's got a parachute. Cut to Shadow next to Awo and say, great. Then he won't get hurt when I do this. And she yells and super screams. And somehow he falls off of the tower. Cut to Awo and Shadow looking over. And Awo says, please open up the chute. Please open the chute. Come on, you're killing me. And the chute opens and the background said, oh, there it is. Awo said, but now he's floating away. Shadow said, is he? And yells and super screams again. And Captain Swatview Thief said, ah, I'm heading right for Swatview Prison. And her getting the ball out. Awo said, oh, nice scream, sis. Shadow said, and he said, we got the Dunksy. Captain Awo was high-fiving her sister and said, yes. And cut to Shadow and said, the gravy train's pulling out of the station. We'll meet you back, guys, back at the man's nest. Captain Man said, copy that, Josephina Puddle Baker. And Shadow laughs. Awo said, yeah. Shadow said, yes. Awo said, yeah, we did it. And high-fives his sister and said, we did it. So Awo said, and nobody's going to find out our secret identities. Shadow said, because we did it. And all of a sudden, her scream just hits the pipe, and it hits her in the face, and somehow after that, her mask was gone, which was not good. And Mika's like, oops. Katu was like, thank God nobody was here to see that. Mika's like, oh yeah, that would have been a disaster. I mean, come on. And they got up to bite their aunt Dee Dee, who was Officer Walnut, and said, Mika Macklin? And somehow they heard their Dee Dee's voice, and that they looked around. And Aunt Dee Dee was in shock. And Mika's like, And they walked over to Mika. And said, like, Awo's like, ah, oh. It's, and somehow Officer Warner takes the mask off of Awo. And he's like, oh! And he reveals his face to Officer Warner and said, Miles? Miles like, Aunt Dee Dee. Holding the mask of Awo. He's like, Officer Walnut said, my niece and nephew are in danger force. And cut to Miles and Mika laughing nervously. And somehow Mika goes to her brother and Miles tries to teleport out of there, but it was no hope. And Miles like, dang it. I said, how many times my super pair would have been back by now? And cut to Officer Walnut with the mask of Awo. And Mika's like, are we in trouble? So Walnut said, yes. And cut to Miles next to Mika and said, can I have that back? But Walnut's like, no. And cut to all three of them. And that was the end of that. And scene. Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 25, season 2 of Danger Force, Trojan Force Unmasked, part 1. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, this first part of the season finale was great. I mean, oh my god. And Officer Wona found out his niece and nephew were in Danger Force. This is not good, guys. This is not good whatsoever. And yeah, I mean, this season finale is gonna be great. I mean, the first part was like, oh my god, what are they gonna do? And yeah, so I give this first part a 10 out of 10, which is like an amazing, amazingly good job. All I gotta say is, wow, wow, wow. Now Officer Rolna, that his niece and nephew are in Danger Force, which is not good whatsoever. But, yeah, so that was a little idea out the window. So next week we're gonna be doing part 2. So stay tuned, find out how it all ends. The true season finale, part 2. It's gonna be awesome next week. It's gonna be sick. And trust me, you'll thank me later for it. And, yeah, so it's awesome, it's sick, so I can rate this first part a 10 out of 10, and it's blowing away, and it's awesome, it's amazing, and this true season finale will blow up your mind. So, that's it. So, the next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And, yeah, so that segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics that the Splash Mountain Reef theme has finally gotten its name. It's now called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That's right, Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be renamed for the Splash Mountain Reef theme, and it's going to be Princess and the Frog themed, and it's going to be open in late 2024. So you got 2 more years to accept the Splash Mountain one last time before it gets its reef theme done for good. And I'm excited for this reef theme. It's cute, amazing, and it's fun. And I like the title of it. And 2024 is not that far away. So, yeah. So we just got 2 years to celebrate Splash Mountain before it gets rethemed for good. And, yeah. So it's awesome. It's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. And I like this name of it. It's cute. It's awesome. Can't wait to experience it later on in the future. And, yeah. So stay tuned when it opens. Because I'm still going to get that fun as well. So, yeah, so it's finally got a dream theme name, and I'm loving the theme, so stay tuned, and yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So, Splash Mountain Reef theme, here we come. So, and this Friday, Zombies 3 will premiere on Disney Plus this Friday. The third film of the Zombies franchise is coming to Disney Plus first. I am so excited to see this film myself, because I'm a big, huge Zombies fan. The best songs, the best cast, it's amazing, and aliens are involved. I am so excited. You can watch it on Disney Plus on July 15th and on Disney Channel August 12th. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And this third Zombies movie is going to be off the chain. So this Friday premieres on Disney Plus. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be amazing. So to all Zombies fans, let's get it on. And I'm super excited. So, and I cannot wait. So Zombies fans all the way. Let's go. And I recapped episode 25. Season 2 of Danger Force, Trojan Force, Unmasked, Part 1. This first part of the finale, season finale, was amazing, I gotta say that much. And NDD knows that Mika and Miles are in Danger Force, which is probably not good, and put Danger Force into jeopardy, and this is not good whatsoever. So, yeah, but overall, I give this episode a 10 out of 10. The first part was amazing. They did a great job on this, and yeah, so next week is going to be the true season finale, the final episode of the season, part 2 of Unmasked. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, and trust me, this is going to blow you guys away. And yeah, I know the suspense, I know, don't hate me for it. And yeah, so then part 2 is going to be blow your socks off. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, and I cannot wait to like let you listen to part 2. But overall, I'll get this first part 10 out of 10. Awesome job. The thing was amazing. And yeah, so I cannot wait to recap it for you guys next week for the final episode of season 2 and the season true season finale. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And yeah, I'm happy. And I hope you liked the first part as well, because I sure glad I did. So yeah, so this one was off the hook and it was the bomb. So tune in next week for part 2 and the final episode of the season and the season finale of season 2. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And yeah, and I can't wait. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. His music helped me get through some tough times in middle school and high school and through all the school years. And I gotta say that his music is amazing. It just helps me get through all my stuff that I don't want to hear, or it just helps me get me going. And I went to every one of his concert tours. Trust me, I'm a big believer at heart. Saw 2 of his documentaries in theaters, which gave me teary-eyed, I'm not gonna lie. And I used 2 of those quotes from those documentaries in my yearbooks. And Justin Bieber really helped me out a lot. So, and I saw the first one like 7 times in theater. So trust me, I'm a big believer when I see it. So, yes. Yeah, so, and also, if you haven't listened to his albums Justice or Changes yet, what are you waiting for? The best albums on the entire planet. Make sure you go and listen to them. That would be great. Please and thank you. Be awesome. And Justin, I just want to say thank you for helping me out throughout the years. And hope you're getting better. And I'll always be your biggest fan until I take my last breath. So thank you, Justin. And I hope you got something up your sleeve again after you are well and get back on tour again. So can't wait for that. But for now, let's just celebrate all things Justin Bieber. So let's go and get it and have fun. And I'm excited about it. So, yeah. So this is the second song that I chose from his Changes album. And it's called Intentions with Quavo. I saw the music video. It was so cute. The drawing things are cute. So amazing. So beautiful. And this song reminds me of that we did the Pray thing back in the day with helping people out. And it gave me like Pray, like helping up people in need back to back. And I thought that would brought me flashbacks to the Pray music video. And oh my God, Justin doesn't change. He helps people out. And I gotta say that this music video was amazing. And the dancing music videos to the song are just hoot too. So yeah, so this is one of my favorite songs from the album. So trust me, this song is amazing. So yeah, it's awesome. It's sweet. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this one. So yeah. So Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber and if you're a big fan of Justin's music, make sure you turn off the speaker, turn off any device that you have. Turn off the song, listen to it along, and sing along. Because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the second song from I Chose from Justin Bieber's album, Changes. And it's called Intentions featuring Quavo. So, so let's turn the music up. And let's get this party started. Shall we?
Heart full of equity or an asset. Make sure.
Michael and Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Again, this song gave me all the feels. It brought me back to the Prey music video. Oh my god, Justin, he's bringing changes to people. He does today. That just pulls my heartstrings. I gotta say, Justin is the best. He's awesome and he's cool. And this is why I love this song to begin with. It's Quavo and Justin Bieber in this video. This is just so amazing. Oh my god, this is so cute, so fun, and this is one of my favorite songs from the album, and I gotta say, this album is amazing, and it's just awesome, but this song is one of my favorites on the album, so Quavo and Justin did a good job on this song, and Quavo is amazing. I mean, he did it with Justin Bieber, and it's perfect mixture to the song. I love it, it's so good, it's so amazing, and, Yes, are you a big fan of Quavo or a big fan of Justin Bieber? Go put this song on your playlist. I guarantee it that much. You should go and watch the music video for this song or dance music videos to the song, whatever you choose. And this song is amazing and it's awesome. It's fun. And it brought me back to a lot of the Prey music video. So good job on Justin and his team for this one. And yeah, so this gives me all the feels, and this is one of my favorite songs on the album. So great job, Justin, on the song. Great job, Quavo. And I cannot wait to hear the rest of the albums that I chose for this, songs that I chose on this album. So this is the coolest one in one of the albums, and I cannot wait to listen to more. And, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to know some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast to join me, Noelle, and friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a Man fan since the very beginning. And also, if you want to see what topics that we did of the week, or what episode season one of Danger Force episodes we did in the past, or what songs we did of the week, go find Kamina T in the description in my podcast. She was an incredible co-host for those 2 weeks, and I got to need to know more about her and how she became a fan of the show and everything like that. She's so nice. I can't believe I'm calling her a man fan and a friend. And, yeah, so make sure you go follow her on Instagram. She's amazing. She's awesome. And, so Kamina, my girl, I love you so much. And I hope you have a very fantastic week. I got to go enjoy this week as well. But I just wanted to say, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope I made your day a little bit brighter today. And, yeah, so thank you for tuning in. I am so excited to recap part 2 next week. You're not going to believe, watch the season 2 finale of the show, the last episode of season 2, how it all ends. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And trust me, part 2 of the season finale will blow your mind. Trust me, it blew my mind and it already did. So, so thank you for tuning in, and thank you so much for following me, and whatever you're from the United States or across the pond, just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you guys, I wouldn't have started this 2 years ago, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and yeah, that's it. Also, we should go give this podcast a follow, that'd be really, really great. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, if you want to share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans around the world if they're bored out of their minds and they want to do it on vacation or at work or yada yada yada, you get the point, etc. Or if you want Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HGU, I am your girl for that. So, so make sure you go follow my 2 Instagram account, go to miss.holland92 for my vlogs and everything about myself. I posted a photo on Normanator's Day. We should go and check that out. It means a lot to me and how Jace Norman came into my life the way that he needed to. Make sure you go and check that out, please. That would be great. Thank you so much. And go follow my Marilyn Susan account where I when I review movies, TV shows, Marvel, or anything Marvel or DC shows, we should go and check that out. I saw two movies the weekend. I did the review for Elvis, and I did a review of Thor, Love and Thunder. You should go check those reviews out. That would mean a lot to me, so thank you, thank you, thank you. So make sure you go follow my Meryl and Sue's account, so you love reviews and myself. So trust me, this is my opinions, and all my opinions only. You should go follow that account. That will be really, really great. So, yeah, and also if you're following me on Twitter, go to @Norman1992 for iCarly reviews, Marvel and DC show reviews, and so much more. And to brag about the cutest person in the entire world, Jace Norman. I cannot love my guy. He's the cutest thing in the entire planet, the hottest thing. Oh my god. And, yeah, so to those people who are following me, so if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. Follow me on Instagram, go to miss.holland92, click the link over there. And also, if you're following me on Twitter, which is miss.norman1992, click on the link over there. You just simply click on the link. It will go straight to the podcast page. Find your podcast provider. Click on it. And boom. Now, join the Man Fan family. So, yeah. So, for those who are returning listeners, I'm... Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. I am... For the new people who are watching, I am Marilyn Negron. I'm recapping both of these shows, Henry Danger and Danger Force. So, yeah, so if you're new here, buckle up. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And this last episode will blow you guys away. So trust me, I want to make you guys comfortable since you're new here. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the ride. So I've been doing this for the past 2 years, and I cannot wait to show you what I've got. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And I hope you newbies will enjoy this podcast. So thank you for joining, and I hope you enjoy the ride. And to all of those who are returning listeners, thank you so much for this. Trust me, you make my heart melt everywhere I go. So without you guys, I would have done this for the past 2 years. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to every single one of you who took the time to listen to my podcast for hours long. Trust me, I did this for a long time, so for 2 years. And without you guys, I would have done this to begin with. So And without quarantine, I would have done this all together. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And trust me, the last episode of season 2 will blow your mind. So trust me, it's only just begun. And I'm happy to recap that episode for you. So it's going to be awesome. Hold on tight. It's going to be cool. And this podcast has only just begun. So let's go. Get ready. Let's go. I am signing. It's the final countdown. And I can't wait to see what the rest of this podcast could bring. So I'm excited. And thank you for bringing it along with me. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.